Cornelia Brown, and I'm so excited to come to you today, this beautiful Sunday. And yes, it is raining outside, and it is still beautiful. It takes the rain to make the plants grow. It takes the rain to re-saturate the earth for everything that God is giving to us. It takes the rain. So let us celebrate even the rainy days. Guys, I want to talk today a little bit about self-care. I hear that so much, and I see it everywhere when I'm on social media or when I'm talking to people. One thing that I want to remind everyone, though, that's really near and dear to my heart, we're talking about self-care, how God wants you to love yourself, but we are not talking about selfish care. So there's a big difference to me. So I want to talk about, what does selfish care look like to me? Selfish care to me is when you know all around you is great, great need, and you are just closing your ears and your eyes to it. You figure, you know what? Whatever I do is just a drop in the bucket. And not understanding if everyone would do a little bit, like my dear friend Christina always says, it would become a lot of it. So I want to remind you that selfish care will always attempt to satisfy our flesh. And when you attempt to do that, guys, listen to me. I've been around for now 63 years in this earth. This flesh is never happy. This flesh is never satisfied. No matter what you do and how you do it and what you attempt to outdo more than others, have more than others, compare yourself non-stop, and just try to feed that selfish spirit. It becomes your own personal trap. It becomes a trap where every single day you have a hunger for something that is not real. There is no satisfaction in it. So when we are looking at self-care, what does that look like? To me, and you may disagree in what I'm saying, and I would love to hear from you on it. Self-care to me is, first of all, when you wake up in the morning and you know that you've been given another opportunity to make a difference in this world. But before you attempt to make a difference, you need to feed your spirit being with positive things. You need to not glorify the selfishness within you, but need to glorify the God within you that is empowering you to do so many things. Then self-care to me is to get the rest that you need. And I tell you something, I, Cornelia Brown, may be a little bit of a hypocrite here, because I have to remind myself of that. Because I love to go, 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 go until I feel exhausted. And then that exhaustion, it takes forever to even come out of just the normal rest into the restorative rest. Wait, is that a word? Restorative? You all know I speak Germanish sometimes. But, you know, that rest that brings restoration. That's self-care. When you become restored, when you fill yourself with positive things, when you do a self care checkup and see your surroundings. Are people always drawing and pulling from you? Are you around negative forces that are always poo-pooing on your parade? That doesn't sound very holy, does it? Are you beginning to poo-poo it on your own parade? Can you even see the good in different situations? Can you even find it? Or first, when you walk into the room, that you can pick out all the wrongs that you see? And trust me, they are there. And here is a message. If people look hard enough, they will find the wrongs in us. They will. But self-care means to me that first that we are taking out the cobwebs out of our mind and the cobwebs out of our spirit being and really begin to revive and restore and fill ourselves. For me, it is with God's word, with that life-giving word that will encourage me, that doesn't drain me, but it encourages me without an agenda. You know, sometimes people come around you and they are so positive, and you know, but it is with an agenda, because that's how human beings are. But God's word is so clear, like clear, crystal clear water that is flowing from the mountains, and it's just flowing into your heart and soul and begin to water the seeds that are within you. So suddenly creativity can begin to flow unhindered by any demonic force. That's self-care to me. And yes, and self-care is, I'm looking at my nails right now, you all, and they need some self-care. They need a moment of somebody that knows what they are doing and helping me to freshen it up. Self-care is looking in the mirror and looking at yourself and not despising the wrinkles, not despising the bags under the eyes, but laying hands on yourself and praying over yourself, thanking God for giving you the years in the earth, asking the Lord to help you, to give you the best care for your body, because after all, He said, the body is your temple. The body is His temple. So listen, guys, there is a difference in selfish care. Selfish care is going to the nail shop wanting to get your nails done and being cruel to the people that are on the bottom of your feet. And you not even thinking about what they may have gone through, why they are there. They may not be doing all the right things, and for goodness sakes, they may be speaking a different language where you feel that you talked about. But look, that is the perfect place where when you do self-care, where you can send out a prayer to the person that is serving you. And then, no matter what, give them the best tip ever. Because after all, you are God's child. And anytime you're doing good unto someone, God will bring it back to you. Self-care to me is, yes, go out to eat. Go out to a restaurant, but not treating the waiter or the waitress like they are your personal servant and just putting them through the meal. But understanding and maybe thinking about, why are they here? Why is this person working so hard? Or why is this person not doing their job? How can I help while I'm doing some self-care to help this person have a better day? And listen, again, this doesn't mean that when I go out, I'm always perfect, okay? Let me tell you, I have to catch myself sometimes. And I'm like, look, you spoiled brat. And yes, I do talk to myself that way. You're just a spoiled brat. Can you please get a grip on yourself? And you be nice. Don't just be nice in response to somebody else being nice, but be nice because you want to be nice. No matter what, that's a toughie, guys. That's part of self-care because it feeds your spirit when you are conscious of when you walk in the room, are you bringing light or are you adding darkness to darkness? What are you doing? Selfish care is going out to eat, getting ready to just, you know, hack on anyone that's doing anything wrong and looking for a problem and maybe even looking for a way not to have to pay for a meal because you are going to be mad, sad, upset, and you are going to find everything that is wrong. But let me tell you, that is that selfish care that's going to bite you in your B-U-T. You see, you thought B-U-T-T, right? But I'm saying B-U-T. Because it does not edify your soul. It doesn't. It takes that moment where you wanted to go out and do something for yourself. And somehow, whether you call it the bad energy out there, if you call it the devil, if you call it the enemy, whatever you call it, we'll know that it is selfish care. And every demon from the pits of hell is going to activate itself to make you miserable. And after all, guys, misery loves company. It does. It does. But you look, I want you to do that self-care where you speak to yourself, where you revive yourself, where you restore yourself through that positivity, through the word of God. Put on some praise music. Put on some happy music. You guys know I'm a Bob Marley fan, and I love my Three Little Birds song. And some people go like, please, Cornelia, please give us a break with this song. But let me end this podcast, because I have to laugh, because I can talk myself right into not a rage, but just, I'm just ready to put on my song, my happy song, and do a happy dance, and praising God for allowing me to be here another day. But in the words of the Three Little Birds song, don't you worry about a thing, because every little thing will be all right. I rose up this morning and I smiled at the rising sun. Three little birds at my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. And this is their message to you hoo hoo. Don't worry about a thing. Guys, this song is a Bob Marley song. And if you have a minute, just go ahead and put it on. Make a couple of funny dance steps. I crack myself up all the time with that. And sing along to it. And I crack myself up even more when I start singing because, you know, in my mind, it is my voice is incredible. But if you hear me, it is like, okay, Cornelia, it's a joyful noise. It's a joyful noise. But listen, life is too tough to walk around just doing selfish care. Do your self-care. Treat yourself well. Restore yourself because you cannot give from an empty vessel. Let others pour back into you. I hope this poured back into you. So when you go out and you make your joyful noise unto humanity, and then you're going to look where you can make a difference, where you can give. And I promise you, it will come back to you. It will come back in different shapes and forms until you are just saturated with God's gifts every single day. So don't worry about a thing, because every little thing will be all right. Bye-bye.